WIRX Listen Live is brought to you by Leroy's Body Shop. Leroy started his shop with the basic principles of treating people right, doing great work, and getting cars back fast. Now, 50 years later, the Leroy's boys are still treating people right, doing great work, and getting cars back fast. It's as simple as that. Leroy's Body Shop.
Everything that rocks.
Alrighty, good morning.
Try to stretch it out. 7:40, Rockin' Hunter.
Good morning for a fresh cup of coffee because it's snowing out.
It's crap. I can't believe how much. It's still snowing, man.
I don't know why every time, like the first snowfall, I just feel like I need to go stand out by the window and just look outside and drink a cup of coffee.
In a robe.
You know? Am I wrong on this?
No, it's legit. It's legit. Because you can't do it in the summer.
Yeah.
Sweating your ass off.
Yeah, you know.
Drinking coffee in a robe, that's just stupid. Wintertime, perfect. All right, 925-WIRX, 925-9479. What's your favorite thing to do that's either free or cheap that fills time? Do you got one?
Yeah, I do have one.
I got one. What's yours?
It's recent because we recently got one, kayaking.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
Kayaking's fun, man. It's cheap.
Once you buy the kayak, which really isn't too bad, you can buy a decent kayak for $150 and get you on the water. But once you got that.
Honestly, down by the tavern over here in St. Joe, they rent kayaks pretty cheap.
You can do that, too. Yeah. You can do that, too. You can rent them, buy one. Mm-hmm. And then once you got that, water's free, man. You know,
there's something about that. Yeah. Just floating around.
Floating around.
Whether you're doing it on the river or in a creek or on a pond.
Yeah.
It's just being.
It's fantastic.
The open water, dude.
It's nature, bro.
Mm-hmm.
Nature, bro. I like that. That's a good one. Mine involves water as well.
Yeah.
Going to the beach. Love it, man.
Little beach bumming.
Going to the beach.
It is.
I mean, sometimes you got to pay for parking if you go to certain spots or this or that, but that's pretty cheap. Or we're lucky enough to have a couple friends that are down there.
Yeah.
Park it, walk down to the beach. It doesn't cost a thing to sit on there.
And you got
to
take advantage of it, man. If think about it, not a lot of people get that opportunity. If you live anywhere else, like say in the middle of America, you're hanging out by a pond.
You go or you take vacation to a beach area.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're not warm year round. We get this, but summertime, dude, our water's hard to beat, man.
Mm-hmm.
Sandy gold beaches.
Oh, beautiful. You know what, though? The cold weather makes you appreciate it more
here in
Michigan.
I think so. Absolutely.
You know,
absolutely.
Like I have cousins that live in Sarasota. I think Sarasota is like the most beautiful beach in America.
It's still in Florida, let's be honest.
You know?
Still Florida.
But they don't go to the beach.
No.
They probably haven't been to the beach in years.
That's right.
It's because the opportunity is always there.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, for us, you see, summertime, you got to live on that beach, man.
Yeah.
You got to live on
absolutely.
It. So that's the one I really like to do. The other one I enjoy is just like going out hiking.
Yeah, yeah.
Going out, walking around. There's a lot of great trails around. There's a lot of places to go that are nearby.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Have you hiked Grand Mirror yet? I don't think you have.
Not like the full thing. But I've gone up the dune and everything, which dunes are fine, but once is enough.
Yeah, yeah.
You get up to the top, you're like, I'm never doing that again.
Going down is a lot more fun.
Absolutely.
You know?
Absolutely. Going up, you're like, this is fine. That was good. 925-WIRX, 925-9479, or comment on Facebook. What's your favorite free or cheap thing to go out and do? We'll have some more answers when we come back. Rock 107 WIRX, the Plan B Morning Show. Brock Hunter.
Ooh.
Kiki, you're here already.
Yeah, what's going on?
You're early. What? You're here early.
Yeah, I'm working.
Working? You're not working.
I'm always working.
You're in here horsing around with us. What are you talking about?
I've been in here since a little after 7.
Yeah, you were telling me you had to get in here early today because you have stuff to do. So.
I do. I'm very important.
Very important?
Yeah.
I don't have that one queued up. Use that one.
Oh.
There we go.
What are you doing?
Mic ain't working, bro.
Somebody messed. Yeah, it's in there. Oh, you know why? There we go. You tell me.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, I can hear you now.
Yeah. You're so stupid.
You're the one running the board.
So we're talking this morning about things we like to do, you know, get out and do that are free or cheap.
Mm-hmm.
Kiki.
Oh.
Yes.
I am priceless.
Do you have anything that you like to go out and do?
Oh, yeah. I think we're like the king and queen of doing cheap, free stuff.
Yeah.
Yep.
We're pretty frugal when it comes to entertainment.
You gotta be.
Well, I'd say, you know, we are VIP members for Celebration Cinema, so we do like to go there and watch a movie.
Yep.
We really don't have to pay hardly anything.
Yep.
But even then, they're really not that expensive. So we like to do a movie every once in a while.
Yep.
And then
I'd
say
you
fishing,
said.
Kayaking, canoeing, I mean, all that. It's like one investment at one point.
Mm-hmm.
We invested in kayaks and canoes. And then now we just, we're on them all the time.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I was going to guess you would say camping.
And camping.
And camping. Yep.
Camping's probably the biggest thing that I love doing. You know, we'll try and be pretty simple with our camping. We don't get a whole lot of food.
Mm-hmm.
And just bring the fishing stuff, the dogs, and... Yeah.
Do some camping.
Camping's probably our favorite.
Hang out in the woods. Yeah, I totally agree. And we've had a couple people on Facebook that commented on camping, which is great. And, of course, there's always a little bit of investment, but you can still keep it pretty cheap overall.
We kept ours really simple. I think it's always the booze that makes it go up quite a bit.
Yeah. How much booze did you bring? Too much.
That part of it's not cheap.
I bought too much.
But then you take it home, and you've got a bunch home that lasts you for the rest of the week.
I ain't taking any booze home after I'm camping. That's ridiculous. Drinking it all. I'm getting butt naked and passing out in the woods.
No, it's because you end up fishing the whole time, so he doesn't drink when he fishes because he's so busy out in the river.
He needs a third hand.
He does. Oh, you know, I should get you one of those koozie holders.
With a straw?
No, not the straw.
Because if I got to take time to lift the beer to my... a helmet.
A beer helmet with the straws, yes.
That's good.
That's what I'll get you for Christmas.
But why have a beer helmet?
A fishing beer helmet.
When you can just hook an IV up with alcohol in it. Just drag it around the river.
I'm going to do a makeshift IV. It's just a Ziploc bag.
Is that saline in there? No, it's vodka.
It's straight vodka. Trying to fish here. Leave me alone. All right, we're going to take a quick break. More things we like to do that are free or cheap when we come back. Rock 107 WIRX. Good morning. 7:59. Boy. Kiki's in here.
Good morning.
It's a great day.
Great day. Do you like the snow, Kiki?
It is actually really pretty, and I'm just thankful that I have a window in my office, and it just looks really calming, relaxing.
We were talking about cocaine, but okay.
No.
There's some flurries out there, if you will. So this morning we're talking about things you like to go out and do that are free or cheap anyways. I'll go play out in the snow.
Yeah.
Oh, you know what you could always do, too? I've always looked on community events. A lot of times if you go online, you can look up, like, free things to do in Southwest Michigan.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I've done that. A lot of times you'll get, like, nature centers or, like, botanical gardens that you didn't realize were, like, free entry that you can go walk around in and
you guys are
do
good
all
at that.
Kinds of stuff.
You know what's cool? Like the first like couple months you guys are here, you did that a lot.
Yeah,
just like
just
trying
explored.
To figure out what's happening in Southwest Michigan. A lot of stuff I'm like, damn it, I've lived here my whole life,
never done it.
Well, that's what happens, I think, with everyone. You got to treat yourself like a tourist every once in a while and explore your own area. But I think stjoetoday.com has a lot of really good stuff. I think that you can put like events, you know, they've got a list of events and it'll tell you free entry or $5 or whatever. But
there's stuff out there,
just gotta go look.
There it is.
Go look.
He saved some money doing it. We got some great answers on Facebook. Sam said sleep. That's a good
one.
That's a good one. Sleep outside. That's all you need to do. Anna had a good one. The library. People don't utilize the library as much as they should. Yeah.
Where is the library?
Ben Harbor's got one on the way to Renaissance. If you go down, it's right by the police station.
Okay.
They got the big library right there in the corner.
I know it now.
Really
we
nice
should go
one.
Check it out.
When
our Wi-Fi is down, you can go use the library.
It's where they keep books. Books are what you read, top to bottom, left to read. Right.
Library. What is that? Do they have books on tape?
I'm pretty sure they do. You can rent movies there.
See, I used to, in college, I was, like, you had to go to the library and check out information for, like, your reports and stuff.
Yeah, use the Dewey Decimal System.
I had to, they're like, don't use Wikipedia. It's like when Wikipedia came out.
Yeah.
You couldn't use online resources for everything. You had to go to the library and check out, like, I had to use mostly book resources.
All right. So dumb.
Yeah.
You know, like you're going to have to use that in real life.
You can't use the internet here. I'm sorry.
Well, it's not like that anymore.
You have to use a book. You have to take out an encyclopedia. I've read it.
No, I don't want to. Let's see. Ron said yard work.
Oh, yeah. We like to do projects around the house. I mean, that's still, sometimes it can be costly.
Yeah, obviously you didn't rake the leaves. God. Chris Harry said the free WIRX app. Yeah, there you go.
There you go, Chris.
Oh, yeah.
Which I like
there
his. Chris, thank you. Because then Brian, of course, comes in. take cheap shots at Brock in the show, like shooting fish in a barrel.
He sounds so dumb.
Yeah, I sound like Brian.
Brian really gets to Brock. He does.
Did he have anything better to do? Apparently not.
Brock's been working out, hitting the bag for like months, just
one
getting
these,
ready to,
one of these days.
To meet Brian.
One of these days. One of these days, Brian. Caitlin said the Lincoln Park Zoo.
Oh, yeah, that is free. That is free.
Brittany said nature walks.
Is it really?
Yeah. Lincoln Park Zoo is free. It's in Chicago. I mean, you got to drive.
What? But. It's free?
Yep.
I like, here, we'll end with Sam's. I like this. Sam Luckett said, watching the sunset while eating ice cream while holding Alicia Barney. Aww. He's so getting laid. Nicely done.
There you go. They've got all those little open parks with the benches. You can go watch the sunset over the lake. Oh, yeah, and there's like all those Dairy Queens and different, you know.
Going and getting a hand jibber on the park bench while watching the sunset. What? Did I ruin it?
You ruined it.
I ruined it. Rock 107.